What would be the difference between like a loaded bean and a hard bean?
Right.
Thank you.
A lima bean is larger than the butter bean. I thought yesterday as you left that I didn't even offer you a drink of water. I didn't even offer you a drink of water. And that's been one thing that I've had to do it for a good many years. And most anybody come in that's been traveling, a lot of people coming through, you know, and stop or something for a little while. Why? One thing to be sure to do is to offer a cool glass of water. And most of them are there for it.
And
that has made them think of it more and think of it more necessary, because I believe there are many persons come in and spent what time they had and went on thirsty when a good glass of water is this much of them. Because nothing else will replace it.
You mentioned you grow beans and turnips and so forth. What if you say you cut off the tops of some turnips and cook them, you have a mess of what?
A lot of people call that. But we make ours out, and we generally make mustard with it.
You mentioned those things that you grow. Any other kind of vegetables that you might grow?
Well, you grow just about, I guess, any kind. Yeah. Like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, collard. There's not much cell that raised,
yeah.
You
grow those big red things you might slice up?
Oh, God. Tomatoes.
What do you call those little bitty ones like that?
The
little bitty tomatoes?
The little tomatoes? We used to call them gravy tomatoes. And, you know, when we lived out on the farm, my wife and me, we generally kept those things, and some people call them hog pen tomatoes. Now, I know a hog pen, they did have a hog. We used to find out that these bushes would run up on that like a vine. But another thing we find in hog pen is people, the pumpkins. That gives a pen for the run up over here, and we had just. But I've been there great with the pumpkin.
You mentioned that pumpkin. Did you ever grow those blue and purple, yellow and purple vegetables?
Oh, yeah, right.
And,
let's
see, you told me a while ago about watermelons. I think any other kind of melons that you grew besides watermelons?
Yeah, we used to use that yellow watermelon and the cantaloupes.
How are those two different?
Well, there's a difference in it, a lot of difference in size, and a difference in the meat, the flavor.
Yes.
See the difference. Difference. Oh, yeah.